It's a crisp winter morning in north central Washington's Mattel Valley. Everything is covered in a few feet of snow. Terry Carroll mounts her bike and puts her hands inside a pair of oversized mittens called pogies that wrap around the handlebars.
Takes a little practice at first because you can't see your gears shift, but boy, do they keep your hands warm.
But the real key to riding in the snow are the balloon tires, and that's why they're called fat bikes.
You get a grown-up on these and they act like a little kid.
Fat bikes are the monster trucks of the cycling world. With tires about twice as wide as a regular mountain bike's, they bounce over hard-crusted snow and plow through drifts of soft powder. And because of fat bikes, a growing number of cyclists are riding outdoors year-round. Steve Mitchell started biking in snow in Alaska in the 1980s. He and his buddies welded rims together and sewed custom tires to create more surface area.
Eventually, I think people figured out that you know, the bigger the tire, the better.
When Mitchell moved to Winthrop 5 years ago, he brought his enthusiasm for fat biking to the Mattel Valley, a recreation destination made popular by a different winter sport, cross-country skiing. The region has the largest Nordic skiing trail system in North America. And in the winter, recreation seekers keep the Old West-themed town of Winthrop from becoming an actual ghost town. Instead, places like Mitchell's Rocking Horse Bakery are packed.
Snow is basically the dollar sign behind the local economy in the winter. And, you know, without it, you know, I don't think you'd have a thriving community.
There's been plenty of snow this year, but snowfall in recent years has been less and less consistent. And that trend is likely to continue as the climate changes. Northwest winters are expected to see warmer average temperatures leading to more rain and less snow. That's a big concern for people like James DeSalvo. He's the executive director of the Mattel Trails Association.
We think about the way that the environment's going to change here a tremendous amount, and specifically that there won't be any snow some winter. We want to be prepared for that day so that we've got still something to offer tourists who are coming here and really active locals who just love the trail network.
Here's where fat bikes come in. Because they work with or without snow on the ground, fat bikes could help places like the Mattel survive lean snow years. So James and his team have begun making room on the ski trails for fat bikes. They use snowmobiles with special grooming equipment to create single-track style trails for fat bikes.
We were one of the first areas in the nation to allow fat bikes on portions of our trail system. And so we know that there's other types of users that would use our trails year-round if we are just flexible enough and inventive enough to give it a try.
And so far, it seems to be paying off. At the local bike shop, Mattel Cycle & Sport, they had to double their stock of fat bikes to meet rising demand for rentals. Julie Millart is co-owner of the shop.
Almost everyone knows how to ride a bike. They can easily get on a bike and go, oh, this is familiar to me. I know how to do this.
If fat bikes catch on here, there's a chance that cyclists will find themselves in conflict with other winter sport enthusiasts. But so far, that hasn't been a problem in the Mattel Valley. And this isn't the only place that's giving fat bikes a try. Alpine ski resorts across the country have begun embracing fat bikes as well. At Mount Hood Meadows in Oregon, they're holding periodic demonstrations to introduce skiers and snowboarders to the sport.
All right, have fun.
After test riding a fat bike, Portland resident J.C. Sawyer was convinced.
Would it increase the days that I come up here and I'm active? Yeah, absolutely.
That kind of enthusiasm for fat bikes holds promise for people looking to keep places like Mount Hood and the Mattel Valley popular winter sport destinations, regardless of how much snow falls. In Winthrop, Washington, I'm Katie Campbell.